we're excited about this season coming up. Division's going to be tough, like always. I think division's been stronger than it's been in a few years. So, obviously, we have our work cut out in a tough division, but our players, you know, just went through some conditioning stuff out there, positional conditioning things, and they all look great out there, but they're in shorts. But everybody looks excited. I know Coach McAdoo is very excited, I'm excited about our team, and we're looking forward to all the challenges we have this season moving forward. I'll take any questions.
JT Thomas out there doing everything?
JT is taking a physical right now.
Is he cleared now, or is that your...
No, he's taking a physical. We're trying to make a decision on that right now.
Is there anybody else in the center bench that Sean, Valentino, or on top, anybody else?
Those three guys right there.
Jerry, at what point did Owa come and say, look, I want to play?
It's been a while. He's been ready to play. He had some things he had to take care of, he's out there ready to go and ready to compete.
Jerry, you guys made some late signings to the defensive line in terms of the offseason in Corbin Bryant and Devin Taylor. What did you see those guys, and what do you think they can contribute to the roster?
Well, those guys have played some football, and we're always looking for some quality depth at the defensive line at any position. So those guys give us some quality depth, they'll be battling for a roster spot. So we like what they bring to the table with respect to that.
Jerry, when you said with JT that you're making a decision about Pop or about him being on the roster?
Well, whichever, one or the other.
So he's going to be here?
He's going to be here. Right now he's going to be here, but we have to make some decisions on how he comes out of the physical.
Jerry, does it feel different to you, several years came up here, the team was coming off a year not in the playoffs, mm-hmm. Talking about losing records. Now you're coming off an 11-5 year and in the playoffs. Do you feel differently about what's happening moving forward now?
No, every year is a new year, and every year has the same challenges. You have to, you have to stay healthy. You have good coaches. You got to have good players. You got to have a little bit of luck. You have to have a couple balls bounce your way. Stay healthy. So it's all the same. The new challenges are the same. It's a new year, but the same new challenges. But we're looking forward to the challenges.
Does it feel different for you in terms of this time last year? You had, paid a lot of money for new defensive players in particular. Whereas this year, I don't know if settled is a better word or it's a little more established. Does that make you feel differently about the expectations?
Well it's always, Tara, when the new season starts, you never know what you're going to get. It's been seasons when, everybody's like, wow, the Giants, they really don't have that much, and we played pretty well. Then there's been seasons when people say, well, the Giants, they look pretty good, and we don't play as well. So Every season's a new season. I like the squad. I'm excited about the squad. The coaches are excited. The players are excited. But we have work to do, and it started today. The guys look good running around out there, and we're ready to go to work.
What makes you excited?
Well, because, we did, win 11 games last year. We were hoping to build off that, but it's a whole new season. You got to win one game at a time, one practice at a time, one day at a time, one game at a time, it has its own set of circumstances this season. Last year means nothing. The last 10 years mean nothing. We have to – this is a new year and new challenges, and we're excited about it.
Where do things stand as far as an extension for Odell?
I'm not going to talk about contracts. We're going to keep all of our options open with respect to any contracts. Any contract questions, guys, we'll keep all our options open with respect to that.
You have several successful draft picks that will be coming up for deals in the next couple of years. Is that something you have to start planning for, and are you confident you can keep these guys?
Yeah, it's something we have to start planning for, and it's a good problem to have, and we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
In a general sense, where do you stand on negotiating with guys during the season? Not a specific guy, but are you open to that?
We'll keep all of our options open.
Jerry, have you talked to Odell?
Odell's been on vacation. I've been on vacation, so we haven't talked.
Will you have a message for him, though?
Just play good football and like you always do, and be a great teammate. That's all we need to say to Odell, which he always does. He'll play well, and he'll be a great teammate.
Jerry, Coach Mack.
We haven't spoken to you since the end of the draft, and, since then there's been a lot of more optimism about the offensive line. Can you just comment about how that unit's coming together and why you're so optimistic about them?
Well, the thing that gives me, optimism about the offensive line is they have a lot of snaps. This unit has a lot of snaps under their belt. Fluker came in. He has a lot of snaps. There's some more players on the roster who've had a lot of snaps. But the guys who started, the five guys who started last year, they got a lot of snaps under their belt right now. The two young kids are, you know, they're still very young. You know, we've talked about their age. But it's time for them to step up to the plate and be good players. And I believe they will. All the offensive linemen are galvanized with respect of playing great. Everybody, you know, keeps saying that that's the weak link to the football team. They hear that. And so you guys keep talking about it. Keep motivating them. And I'm sure you will. And I expect big things from them. I expect those guys to play well. They have a lot of snaps. So I'm sure some of you analytic guys will count the snaps, you know, since we talked about that.
Jerry, Coach McAdoo said at the end of minicamp he didn't want to wake up to any phone calls about guys getting in trouble, and there were none. So how pleased were you to see that the guys behaved themselves over the past 6 weeks?
How do you know there were none? No.
None that we know of.
No, okay. No, it's you know, during the offseason, you're always a little bit nervous about, you know, things happening and when guys are away for, you know, a significant amount of time. And but we didn't have any calls that were, you know, earth-shattering like we've had some in the past. But, you know, we still haven't got to our first padded practice yet. So it was a long way to go, a long way to get to week one. And but we didn't have any crazy calls this time.
Where do you look at the roster and think the strength of this team is with the roster you guys kind of put together here?
Yeah, well, the strength is a team. I think we have some good players. And I try to say this around the building, you know, we have good players, some good players at different positions. But if we don't play as a team, we're not going anywhere. It's all about the team. And, you know, it's not about individual players. And if you play as a team, we can get where we want to go. But if we think we're going to go out there and be individuals, we're not going anywhere. So I think everybody knows that's the message around here. The strength is the team.
So when you construct that, what do you look for? What do you do to make, you know, aside from straight talent?
Well, you get good coaches, you get good players, and you hope it all gels, and guys are accountable to each other, and they, you know, galvanize themselves as a unit and play for each other and play, you know, put the work in to get to the to the season, get one game at a time, qualify for the tournament, want to win your division, qualify for the tournament, and obviously if you get to the tournament, you can go as far as you want to go. You got to get there first.
Jerry, you come out at the beginning of camp probably every year with, you know, pretty high optimism, I would say. Some years, does it have to be forced, and is this year one of those years maybe where you don't need to do that?
Not really, Tom. I'm an optimistic kind of guy, you know. I always feel like our team, you know, if we get some breaks to go our way, we think we have good coaches, we think we have good players, we get a couple balls to bounce our way, you know, a lot of good things can happen. This league is a tough league. It doesn't matter what your schedule is. It doesn't matter if you're playing it on Monday. It doesn't matter if you're playing on Sunday. It doesn't matter if you're playing at 1 o'clock or 8 o'clock. You know, you have to get out there and play. You have to be prepared to play. The coaches have to get ready to play. The players have to put in the work to play. And our personnel people have to give the coaches the players to play. And you put all those things together and, you know, hope it all meshes and you can put a good squad out there that our fans can be proud of.
Jerry, it sounds like DJ Fluker came in pretty good shape. What's your take on how he could impact the line competitively?
Yeah, well, he's going to definitely create some competition, you know, on that right side. And so hopefully, you know, he's a guy that's is really motivated to show that he belongs as a starter in the National Football League. And so we're looking for him. We try to create as much competition as we can, Kim, at every position, and it'll definitely be some competition there.
What's Eli's biggest challenge now, knowing the weapons you've provided him with, and they're diverse weapons, obviously, as well?
Well, I don't know. Eli's just got to take care of his own self and get himself ready to play mentally and physically, and you know, and we'll take care. You know, it's guys when they get up in age, you have to really try to take care of guys as they get up in age. And there's a few guys on the squad that, you know, Coach McAdoo and our staff, we've talked about, okay, let's make sure these guys get to the game, get to the season. And you got to protect them in some ways. And he's one of those guys we want to protect, along with a few more guys. Older guys on the squad that we want to protect.
Pitch count, that means? Yeah,
you can call it a pitch count, Kim. You can frame it however you like, but that's a good way to frame it if you like.
Was that an issue last year with Eli?
I don't know if it was an issue or not, but that's something that we've talked about, and we want to make sure that he's fresh going into the games and going into, you know, late in the year and hopefully going into the playoffs. We want to want him to be fresh and ready to go.
Does have he push back at all on that? Just because he's such a workaholic.
Sorry,
does he push back at all on that? Do you kind of have to get him to buy into
well,
that?
Well, all competitive players want to play. You know, they want to stay out there. They want to take every rep. But he's a smart guy too. So that's between the coaching staff and him. And it's up to the head coach. You know, and what kind of pitch count, if you want to call it that, that we'll have a few players on.
Have you had that discussion in the past regarding Eli specifically?
We have had some discussion about that. You know, we've talked about that some, and actually we've taken a few snaps from him over the last couple of years. You know, he's one of those, he don't have to take every snap. He likes to take every snap, but he doesn't have to take every snap.
You've also reduced some of his preseason.
Yeah, know, absolutely.
Which is part of it, I guess.
That's part of it as well.
Have you reached out to more?
Well, it's just common
sense. I
think it's just common sense that you know, if players are older, you can see it all around the National Football League. You know, I think Romo for one year, I think it was one day he never practiced, maybe on a Wednesday or something like that. You see it all around the league. You know, older players, you know, the coaches give them some time off or a day off or some reps off. And we have some older players at different positions that we want to have fresh going into the games and going into the latter part of the season and, again, hopefully in the playoffs.
So you don't have, like, numbers on it. It's more going to be like a feel thing.
Well, it's up to the head coach. Yeah, it's up to the head coach and our analytics, you know, our GPS and all of our coaching staff.
Jerry, you know, some teams go out of their way to downplay expectations when everyone's talking Super Bowl. From the moment Ben got here as head coach, talked about putting the fifth trophy in the case, and it seems like this is a team now that they're embracing those kind of expectations. Do you like that from your perspective?
Well, I just like for us to go one game at a time. Everybody's expectations is to win the Lombardi. You know, I think everybody expects that, Art, and we're not an exception to that, whether you talk about it or not. But I know it starts with one day of work. We started today, and we have a lot of days to go until we get to that point, but you know, the players are excited. I'm excited. It's a new season, new challenges, and we're looking forward to all the challenges that gonna face us in this new season.
Can I jump
one more?
Sorry, but now that vacations are over, do you anticipate one of those sort of preseason sit downs with Odell? And the reason I ask is just because of the stuff you told us, you talked to him about at the end of last season.
I'll sit down with a bunch of players before the season starts.
Is he one of them specifically?
He could be.